I get an opportunity now to introduce Natalie Sugira, who is a special guest here today. She grew up in a tiny village outside the capital of Rwanda. Miss Sugira was living in the United States with her husband when the fighting in Rwanda began. She lost both of her parents and a sister in the conflict, and the fate of her brother is still unknown. Two of her brothers have been jailed for the past 14 years. Of her eight siblings, she is the only one to achieve an education beyond the elementary school. She has her master's degree in community health education and has devoted her career to raising awareness of HIV/AIDS. I'm very proud to introduce Natalie Sugira. Natalie.
Thank you. Good morning. Governor Branstad, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. It is indeed a pleasure and a privilege for me to be here speaking to you. As Governor mentioned, I grew up in a tiny, tiny village about 10 miles from the capital of Rwanda. The capital is called Kigali. I came to the United States back in 1990 with my husband, who was given an opportunity to come and study. When I came into the country, I didn't speak any English, so I had to learn from zero. So when I say it is a privilege and honor to be here, I mean what I say. Out of eight siblings, as the governor mentioned, I was the only one to graduate from elementary school, later on go on with secondary school, then did 2 years of university, and then I came here with my husband. Many of you are aware of the genocide in Rwanda back in 1994. We tend to think, and I say we because I'm a proud United States citizen. Yay. And the reason I say that, I know I get to vote next year for the first time in my life. Yes. Back home, there were many elections, but I wasn't given an opportunity to vote as a woman. So I hold it very, very, very precious for me to be able to vote among you all. And I urge you, before I go on, I urge you to exercise your civic duty. It is a privilege. If you travel around the world as you do, you see how privileged we are living here. So go ahead, come together as one and elect that president who is gonna put end to poverty, HIV, AIDS, and move America forward and the rest of the world. I trust. Thank you. Being here for when they invited me to come and speak, I got the call Wednesday evening. And I work part-time with the admissions office at University of Northern Iowa, where I just got my master's, where I'm looking for a job. But yes, I'm supposed to be doing an orientation for freshman students for who will be coming next year. So obviously I'm absent from my work. But to do that, I talked to my boss and trying to explain to her that I had to be here. And she said, so are you quitting? I said, I'm not hired to begin with. I don't have a full-time job. And I went on, I told her, I said, this is part of my job. And she said, what do you mean by that? And I went ahead explained to her that growing up where I grew up, and for me to go ahead and get the education I got, I am responsible. I have the greatest responsibility to speak for those Rwandan women, African women, who have never got a chance to go to school. The statistics have it now that 54% of the Rwandan women who survived the genocide are dying from HIV/AIDS. A friend of mine that I went to school with, she died last year from HIV/AIDS. And the majority of those who are dying were raped during that 1994 genocide. So you can try to imagine you survived the genocide as it was, and then you end up dying of HIV/AIDS. And it's preventable. We can prevent it. You can prevent it. So as we gathered here today, I ask you to come together as one. Contact your representatives. Contact the senators. Contact anybody in the policymaking to fund the global fund to fight HIV/AIDS. You can do it. We can do it as one. The reason I decided to join the One campaign is because I believe in the cause. I do. Look how many of you are here from a different background. So if we come together as one, we can do it. I have no doubt. I've been living in the country for 17 years. So I kind of have, I'm still learning. But I know the American system works. And I do know that how generous American people you are. She said it well, you have already done so much, but there is more to be done. I mentioned to the governor that he really doesn't need to be here. He can be in his office doing his job. But the fact that he decided to be here, the fact that you are here today says much about you. So you are already in it. You are already in one fighting for the good cause. I'm told I'm supposed to speak for 5 minutes. I tend to go on and on. But in closing and in summarizing shortly, I would ask you, and it's a request, I'm begging you, you have the greatest power. America, you are powerful. You people, as you go home, talk to your community leaders, to your church leaders, anybody, you have a powerful voice, and I would urge you to use it. We can end poverty. We can increase the PEPFAR, the President Emergency Fund to fight HIV/AIDS. And one of the organizations that really is taking the lead is the One Campaign. I also belong to an organization called the Physician for Human Rights. You probably have heard it. We can come together with other organizations and end poverty. I'm probably a great example of what you can do when you give people opportunities. Education is power, as you all said. So there are so many, many young girls and young women who can go to school and learn as I did. But it's going to take you and all Americans, I, to go ahead and provide the opportunity. I happened to have been to Washington, D.C. I was invited back in 2005 to do a short congressional briefing about the crisis of HIV/AIDS in Africa. And I thought, what am I going to say? This was my first time. But what I want you to, the reason I'm telling you the story is, out of a tiny village back in Rwanda, I was able to go to Washington, D.C. It's an eye mystery. You can too. And the only thing I could sum up and say was, you have to exercise your voice, your powerful voice. You can do it. So please, as we get to vote next year, 2008, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. You know who you're voting for. But I want you to see who is connected to the global issues. He mentioned we are no longer America, we are global. So we have to make sure that we are electing a representative who is connected to the outside world. What happens elsewhere affects us. You have a good examples. So I thank you very much for being here. It's not over yet, but I know there is good days ahead of us. Go ahead, join the campaign if you haven't, and make the 2008 election one that will make a difference in your lives. Thank you.